This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
That Kavanaugh knows how to throw a party, man. Woo! You know what he did? Kavanaugh hired all female clerks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That's a big baller right there. Kavanaugh said, oh, okay, here it is. Y'all want to accuse a brother of being, running all these gang rape parties and being a woman, hater and all these other things and doing these bad things to women. I'll fix y'all. I'm going to hire a bunch of women. I say that is some big pimping right there. You go, Brett. I'm sorry. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court, you go. Show these lefties they ain't got nothing on you. You're King Kong up in here. When they say things like, we're going to go to the Supreme Court. And Brett Kavanaugh says, waiting, winning. I'm just telling you, I would have a lot of fun if I were Brett Kavanaugh right now. I would. If they say I don't have the temperament, I'd show them. I'd be like, yeah. I would become a rapper practically in a promoter. I'd be Don King meets, I don't know, give me a rapper, one of those rappers, right? I'd be Don King and that rapper all rolled into one. Yeah, the delicious breakfast baby up in here. You're going to get me some bread, Kavanaugh, baby. I would talk about myself in third person. I would tweet about myself in third person and then put hashtag Fox News. That's what I would do. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Brett Kavanaugh hired all female staffers. Yeah, you would have to pass the bar. You know what Brett did to make sure you could pass the bar? He went to the strip club and found his clerks. That's what he did. He went to the bar and as the hottie's walking, he was like, girl, you passed the bar exam. You hired, girlfriend. Yeah. You think that's what he did? Oh, man. My producer's like, yeah, you go, Brett. I can hear the Democrats and the fake news now talking about this, that he goes into a bar, hires a bunch of strippers as clerks for his gang rape SCOTUS party of paloozas. That's what they will tell you. We told you. That's why he got all them women over there. You better check the background of them women. You better check the background. Yeah. In a few years, the scandal is going to break. And Julie Swetnick, she's going to say she went to those parties and watched Justice Thomas wait his turn. Oh, yeah. Justice Thomas, Brett, you know how to throw a party, baby. You really know how to throw a party. You bring the hotties, baby. You bring the hotties. Yeah. Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Thanks to you. Thanks to you having a backbone, giving that backbone to other people. Been talking about it all show. When are we going to stop talking about this? I don't even know. I wish this would all go away. Brett Kavanaugh's in. Guess what? Ford's not going to prosecute because she knows she's in trouble. T-R-O-U-B-L-E. No, that's divorce. They spell D-I-V-O-R-C. But no, it's just trouble. Travis Tritt, my buddy, sings trouble. T-R-O-B-L-E. I said, hey, that's Travis, right? Travis wrote that song. It's in my cousin Vinny. Yeah, I said, hey. Yeah, Democrats got themselves a whole heap in helping of trouble. A whole heap in helping. Big time. So here's what I want to see the outcome of. And I hope, let me tell you, Grassley, I know you listen to the program. Do not back off of this investigation, man. Dianne Feinstein is, we need to figure out what this woman did. Don't you guys agree? I'm saying, for me personally, Feinstein cannot get away with this. She can't. Neither can Schumer, neither can Adam Schiff. This is it. You know what this would do? this would be the prelude to Mueller's investigation. I keep asking you guys, where is it? What are you hearing? You're hearing nothing. There's a reason you're hearing nothing. It isn't because of the news cycle. It's because there is nothing. What's going to be the scandal? Are they going to continue to pursue my man Kavanaugh? I don't think so. I think it's going to go away. I think the Democrats want it to go away. They just can't let it go away without acting like they don't want it to go away. We want more! And then, okay, let's move over here. Look, oh, what kind of clouds are those? Looks like it might rain. Subterfuge. But the Democrats, they say they have energy on their side. I saw this article. That's what that was the way they wrote it. The Democrats say they've got energy on their side. Think about it. You got fossil fuels. They got wind power. Oh, they do. They got a lot of wind power. Those Democrats can talk your head off. They can make you believe fake news narratives. They can make you believe stuff that you would never believe in your right mind. They get away with it. And they say they have the energy on their side. They've got the momentum. What do you, Kevin, what do you possibly think that you bring to the party, Mr. Republican, conservative, pragmatic black man? Oh, I don't know. Maybe this economy? Maybe Donald Trump cracking down on this foreign policy by way of trade? By way of currency devaluation by the Chinese? By way of stolen technology, what we call intellectual property? By dealing with Iran? Sanctions kicked in on the 5th. You guys aware of this? No more Iranian oil. If you got, what do they call it, the real. I'm going to look up and see what the real is worth. Because it was dropping. Trump had their economy in the tank. Get this. You probably haven't been hearing about this. Strikes. People saying we're not working in Iran all across that country. Nobody's talking about this, are they? Just us. The Kevin Jackson Show. You can reach us. We'd love to talk to you. They say they got the energy, these Democrats. We have the energy on our side. The blue wave. I'm hearing, well, you guys will probably keep the Senate, there's the conservatives and Republicans, but we're going to win the House. With what? This energy? This big energy thing? You got this big energy surge? What are these people smoking? This was the ABC Vice Bureau Chief. That's a big role at a leftist organization. What kind of drugs is she on? What kind of planet? What planet does she live on? Does she breathe oxygen or carbon monoxide or something? Some noxious. That's what I'm going to say. Noxious, toxic air. Well, gas. Only somebody inside the Beltway would say something so dumb. Seriously. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. More than just female clerks. Keep it going.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kavanaugh hired his clerks. Did you know they were all women? Okay, first of all, and get this. He hired a black woman clerk. A black woman clerk. Kavanaugh hired more black people out of the box than Ruth Bader Ginsburg has hired. I don't think she's hired any black clerks. And it's become kind of a butt of a joke. She's become the butt of a joke in that regard because, you know, it's like, come on. Justice Ginsburg, is it not a qualified black person around you? But see, that's the left for you. She's one of the most left-leaning judges on the court. And she is not practicing diversity. Don't make me get all Jesse Jackson on you. She is not practicing diversity. This is the problem. We need to understand the problem because she is not practicing diversity. I agree, Jesse. Why are you looking at me? Oh, so, and by the way, I don't know, is Sotomayor, is she hiring black folks? Is Kagan, are they? I don't know. But well, I'd like to know. They always talk about a level of diversity. Kavanaugh did not hire a single man. Not one. All women, one black woman. He's already tipped the scales of the clerks at the Supreme Court. First class, all women. Is he getting any credit for this? Nope. Black woman, is he getting any credit for this? They'll be calling the dude a racist before the night's over. He's a racist. It was a token gesture. They'll tell you, it's a token gesture. He didn't really want to. Because that's what the left does. They want to tokenize everything. Now, maybe she was just amazing at what she does. And maybe she's really good and he wants to give her a break. Don't know, don't care. Good. Is she a person of good character? That's all most people would care about. That's all you should care about. She's qualified, too. I presume she's qualified. Four women. I don't know how many. I said four, but I don't know how many. How many clerks do they hire? But I can tell you this. They're all women, one black. Our guys, are we complaining? Are we going, oh, my gosh, man, it sucks. I mean, there's like half the number of dudes in America than there are women. Why can't he hire two dudes, man? Two women would be a lot anyway, right? I mean, we can say it anyway. We don't have to use a country accent. But you get what I'm saying to you. I know you do. Guys are not going to complain. We'll get our chance. Maybe the next judge will see the men's point of view and go, you know what, I'm going to hire some more guys. Personally, I don't care. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not ever going to be a lawyer, so hire who you want. But it's a big deal to the left that he hired these women. Doesn't matter. Black folks don't care. Anyway, he's going to be an amazing judge. I want this subject to end. I want Kavanaugh to just get moving. I think he's already going to be adjudicating cases, right? Yesterday may have been his first day. Or is today his first day? I don't know. But I know it's coming up. I know there's no waiting around. He's not like letting grass grow under his feet. Somebody asked me, Kevin, do you think he's going to be vindictive? Do you think he's going to be upset? I do. I think he's going to be upset. I don't think he's going to be vindictive. But I think he's going to be upset. I think if we had to tip the scales of justice in any direction, he would tip it towards the conservatives. I honestly believe that. It would be difficult for me not to. Just telling you up front. Because, boy, I would have some rope burns. I wouldn't be happy. I want to move on. Presidential tracking poll. This is not good news for the left, but there isn't any good news for them right now, except for the fact that in spite of their temper tantrums and their little childish antics, we are giving them a country to be proud of and where they can make some money. Rasmussen reports daily presidential tracking poll. 50% of likely U.S. voters approve for President Trump's job performance. 49% disapprove. That's a big number. Trump is now officially over the number of people that want him in. He's over the 50, well, he's 50%, 49% against, 1% gap. And I don't know what the plus or minus is, plus or minus 3%, whatever. Whatever it is, he's within the, quote, margin of error. But I'll tell you this, he's on the farther side of it. He's on the farther good side of this margin of error. People love this man. They love his results. I'm not surprised by this at all. They say the latest figure, rather, include 37% who strongly approve of the way Trump is performing, and 40% who strongly disapprove. They say this gives him a presidential approval index of -3. So, strongly approve, 37%. Strongly disapprove, 40%. So they give you that differential. I'll be honest, I don't believe the polls anyway. I believe Trump is probably closer to 60 to 63% approval and 37 to 40% disapproval. And his strong approval is probably in the lines of, let's say, 67 to 75% strongly approve of his number, that they strongly approve, and probably something like 32% strongly disapprove. It's a much larger gap in what they call that presidential approval index. Much larger. In Trump's favor. Probably something like plus 13 or 14. And if there's a record being kept on it, I can almost bet you money that at some point in his presidential tenure, Donald Trump will break that record. He's broken almost every other record on the books. People love him. They love his policies. They love what works. And that's why he's having so much success. Now, the left, they want you to believe Trump's not very popular. Women don't like him. They have faked up, ginned up this whole thing with him. And when Trump called him, and he says most of these protesters, they're paid. We played a clip early in the broadcast. The guy was like, come on now, all these people can't be getting paid. And the lady goes, well, yeah, they are. They're getting paid. And that's the only way you can get them out there. Now, do you think anybody's paid to go to a Trump rally? I'm not talking about staffers. I'm talking about the people who matter, you and me. When they go to these rallies, do you think people are paid? Do you think people really want to be inside and want to get a close-up, you know, look at the president? I remember when he was doing this during the campaign, and a couple of Democrats said, I just wanted to go and feel the energy and see what it was about. And you know what happened when they came out? They were supporters of Trump. They loved it, loved the rally, loved what he had to say, loved him for being a no-nonsense, no-BS kind of guy. That's what you want, and that's what they got. And these people saw it. It's bigger now, folks. I'm telling you, Trump is so much more large, I mean, in terms of stature, than he was when he was running for president. It's geometrically bigger, but they want you to believe that he's barely moving the needle. Don't believe it. But get out there and vote. Don't play around with it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about Obama's temperament and Rachel Maddow. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo returned home from his trip to North Korea, where he met with dictator Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Pompeo updates us on that trip.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for the time that I got to spend with him, where we got to talk about all the range of issues that are in front of our two countries that will let us get there. And he appreciated the president having sent me, and we will, in short order, be able to talk about when the president will get a chance to meet with him at what will be the second summit.
President Trump announced at the Oval Office today that Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley will be leaving her job at the end of the year. The president thanked her for her service.
So, Nikki, I just wanted to tell you that we will miss you. We'll be speaking all the time, but we will miss you nevertheless, and you have done a fantastic job, and I want to thank you very much.
Hurricane Michael is intensifying and set to strike the panhandle of Florida as a Category 3 hurricane sometime tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, Scott Jennings, to you, one thing that we saw displayed from Judge Kavanaugh in the second hearing, right, the hearing that was just him and Professor Ford, that we didn't see displayed in his first hearing was his temperament, right? We saw his temperament on display, and I'm sure you've seen in the Times this morning, there is a letter signed by 1,000 law professors saying that temperament is disqualifying for someone to sit on the Supreme Court. We wouldn't have seen that otherwise. Should his temperament, as we saw displayed in the second hearing, be considered by senators when they vote procedurally tomorrow and officially, if you will, on Saturday?
Well, I think his temperament is best judged by his 12 years on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. This guy's been getting up and going to work every day as a federal judge. That's where you should judge his temperament. Now, to these law professors who've signed this letter, I wonder how they would react if somebody showed up on their campus and ran a 3-week or 4-week campaign to call them a rapist, a gang rapist, a drunken, you know, no account, whatever. I don't think they would react very well. I wonder what their temperament would have been. To be honest with you, I think Judge Kavanaugh reacted exactly the way most Americans would react to being smeared.
Wait, Scott, I got to challenge that.
If they said about him, I think I would ask somebody to step outside.
Here's the difference, Scott. But this is a person running for a lifetime, not running, but being considered for a lifetime position. The fact is, this is Washington. This is politics. But political candidates have been accused of horrible things for years, and it becomes
a test, really.
How do you respond to that? And trust me, I'm not taking issue with responding.
He's got a 12-year record. It's a fair question. He's got a 12-year record on the bench.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You were listening to MSNBC discuss the idea of Judge Kavanaugh's temperament. Now, I played a clip earlier of Nancy Pelosi talking about the wrap-up smear. And I want to play that again just to put this in perspective, because what they're saying is this is a lifetime appointment. This is a big deal. We're putting this guy into office. We have to know all about him. But, you know, we weren't talking about his temperament when we were talking about trying to make him a rapist. But here's Nancy Pelosi yet again. This is a clip we can't play too much, talking about the wrap-up smear.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
So that's how they do it. The wrap-up smear. You know, get the press to back it. So what we went from one thing, from he was a rapist, excuse me, he was a woman, you know, whatever they depicted Kavanaugh as, and they said, okay, after we call him all that, and he gets upset about it, then we'll do the wrap-up smear. The only problem is most of America was outraged as well. And to the point of the congressman who was speaking saying, "What? I would have told you let's step outside. I told you guys what I said. I would have said to him, look, I got a dossier on all you clowns. The nerve of you to sit up here and accuse me of things. You're accusing me of things that you have no knowledge of that absolutely didn't happen. But here's what you actually did." And I would have read off the, I would have been in the riot act. You know, it was uncomely of him to do that, to talk about what we've really done in our lives. How dare he, when we're facing these allegations, unfounded, absolute, nonsensical allegations, how dare he give us our truths? How's that? And then they make it, well, we need, it's his temperament. It's, you know, what did he do in his past? We need to know. Well, let's just talk about somebody whose temperament that the Democrats didn't give a crap about. Here's that clip.
What was Bob like? You know, what were you like? And what, you know, everyone has sort of dreams or aspirations. Right. You know, but what were your...
You know, I think I was a thug for a big part of my growing up. I think I was a very typical... gregarious, mischievous child as a young boy. I think by the time I was an adolescent and had moved back from Indonesia and was struggling with these issues of racial identity and a father not being in the house, and I think that you know, I reacted by engaging in a lot of behavior that's not untypical of black males across the country. You know, I played a lot of basketball. I didn't take school that seriously. I got into fights. I drank and did and consumed substances that weren't always legal. You know, I think generally was acting out in ways that that when I look back on it, I understand. I think that what got me through those years was sort of a natural aptitude for schooling, which meant that I didn't have to pay attention too much to be able to keep my grades up and at least graduate. Some of my behavior was self-destructive. You know, I might drink a six-pack in an hour before going back to class, things like that.
Now, that interview occurred before Barack Obama was president. That's him admitting all the things that he had done as a kid, and nobody went, "Oh, hold on a second, that's crazy talk right there." And I love the stereotypical blackness of it all. Excuse me. Here's what he said: "I did things that were not untypical of black males across the country." And here's what he says: "I played basketball. I didn't take school too seriously. I got into fights. I drank and consumed substances that weren't always legal," which meant he did marijuana, he snorted coke, a host of other things. And it essentially calls himself a thug. And it wasn't a thug because he was running around beating people up, because let me tell you, that wasn't going to happen. Barack Obama's no tough guy. He was a thug in a different way. He was a racial thug, is what he was. But look, I just want you to understand his background that you could have gotten from multiple, and people did, they came forward. I remember this one lady saying, "Barack Obama, first of all, he's gay. We would always have nice things that he would get from white men because he was, you know, essentially playing a prostitute to these men, or, you know, a companion. Think of it. This is one, and people, she's crazy." The I Believe Her movement didn't believe her. So you had that. There were many people that knew Barack Obama smoked reefer. In fact, you didn't have to guess. There were pictures of him doing it. Brett Kavanaugh never smoked reefer, never did coke, and there's nobody credible who would ever say it. He didn't smoke reefer. There are no pictures of all these wild parties that Kavanaugh supposedly threw. Find me a picture of him toking on a reefer or doing a line of coke. There's nobody. But here's Barack Obama admitting it. Nobody talked about Brett Kavanaugh getting into fights. Nobody talked about Brett Kavanaugh not taking school seriously. And I love how Barack Obama says, I had a natural aptitude for school. Didn't have to do much to keep my grades, up to graduate. That's what he said. You are never going to find Barack Obama magna cum laude at any school. He did enough to graduate. That's it. Now, he may think of himself as an intellect, and you may think of him that way, too. But his grades won't prove it. That I'll guarantee you. I drank a six-pack before I went to class. Said no everybody of Kavanaugh ever. This is a dude who was studious. He partied when he as they say, work hard, play hard. And nobody's talking about that. They're talking about this other narrative. He's unfit. Well, he's on the court. So we'll see how fit he is. He's got a record of fitness. If you want to know who's unfit, go look at Barack Obama's record. Look at his record in Congress. Look at his record as a junior senator. Look at his record as a community organizer and tell me he had any kind of a record that fit to be president of the United States. Then you have this added benefit, 8 years of him being president of the United States. Did it work out for us? How was his temperament? His temperament was one of a racist, vindictive. I mean, the guy that said, I don't care if I meet with the Republicans, the guy who sicked the IRS on conservatives, the guy who at every corner disparaged the Tea Party movement, everybody, everything positive to this country, this clown disparaged. But he had the right temperament, right? More on this when we get back. I have Maddow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, you think it's going to go away? Our producer says that the Kavanaugh thing will not have legs, what, a week? Come on, you can't be thinking a week. A month? End of the year. First of the year, Kavanaugh is no longer being discussed. That's what he says. You believe that? I don't believe it. And I happen to be Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com is what you are listening to. Who you're listening to, again, is me, KJ. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The left don't want Kavanaugh to go away until it has to go away. See, there's a way Kavanaugh goes away when we investigate Blasey Ford further. When we investigate Feinstein and all the different connective dots that go into this whole equation, then it'll go away. But until then, the Democrats don't think for one second that you would go, Kevin, they know they're guilty. They know that we know now. It wouldn't matter. We could have 100% certainty. Nader, this guy from New York, the guy who wants to be Speaker of the House, he's not going to let it go away. Too much power. Too much invested in it. Too many Democrats can go down. You got to understand the number of people that can be hurt by this. Have we not identified this enough for you? The feminist, the Me Too movement, women in general have been hurt by this. The left has destroyed their credibility. Even the credibility of conservative women, the women who truly are hurt by sexual abuse, have been destroyed. It's going to take a lot for them to come back from this. See, the left sees this for what it is. Kavanaugh's confirmation means they lost big time. And it means that that false narrative of theirs didn't sell. They wanted women to be believed no matter what. And they almost got it. It didn't matter. I mean, I'm not going to, picking on me is no big deal, but I mean, it cost me my job. But that, do you think they care? I call those women exactly what they were. I ain't taking it back. Yeah. Hey, media, are you listening to my program? I'm not taking it back. I got more support over what I said about those women because you know what? America knows exactly who they are. Anybody that would do that is worse than what I called them. And anybody who would set them up to do it, what do you call those people? They are evil. When you call somebody evil, that should be terrible. It should be the worst of things. The left will call you a Nazi. Or they'll call you a racist. To call somebody evil, evil to their rotten core, should be the worst that you could call somebody. That's what those women are. That's what the Democrats are. And they have been hurt beyond recognition, pummeled by them, by themselves. They have kicked their own butts. So don't think, though, in that butt whooping, that they're going to go, we're giving up. It's too bad. We lost. Nope. And now they're going, does Kavanaugh have the temperament? You know, what goes around comes around. Kavanaugh said that in his hearing. He's like, you know, what goes around comes around. Rachel Maddow, she played the clip. You want to hear? Let's play the Maddow clip.
It is an old saying, but in this context, it definitely was new.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked about my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons, and millions of dollars in money from outside left-wing opposition groups. And as we all know, in the United States political system of the early 2000s, what goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around. We have never seen a Supreme Court nominee come out swinging like that against his perceived political enemies. We've never seen a Supreme Court nominee come out and name his political enemies and furthermore warn them. What goes around comes around. We certainly haven't seen someone naming his political enemies and promising his revenge against them to be followed by that person actually getting voted onto the court. So now we have new questions. Nobody can force a Supreme Court justice to recuse from any particular case. I mean, who's going to tell them to do anything, right? They're the Supreme Court. But how does anybody, any American with any connection to what he's now named as his political enemies, how do they handle a potential case before him at the Supreme Court? It's not like there's an alternate court you can go to that doesn't have a justice on it who's declared you his enemy and that what goes around comes around. Here's another new question. Right now there are more than 2,400 law professors who have signed their names to a letter arguing that Kavanaugh shouldn't be on the Supreme Court because of what he displayed in his confirmation hearing in terms of his judicial temperament. What will Justice Kavanaugh do to them the next time they bring their business before the court? Law professors have business before the court all the time. Have they just created their own blacklist? There's also, of course, Christine Blasey Ford. What will Brett Kavanaugh do to her if she asks local police to investigate her claim that he assaulted her? There is no statute of limitations for felonies in Maryland. What if she decides to file a civil suit against a sitting Supreme Court justice? What will Justice Kavanaugh do? What could he do, given the position to which he's about to ascend? And then there's the flip side of this. What happens if Democrats gain control of one or both houses of Congress and they follow through on their threats to continue to investigate Kavanaugh, not only for these sexual assault allegations, but for potential perjury, for potentially having lied under oath to the Senate during this confirmation process? How would he deal with that? How would he deal with that kind of, what did he call it, orchestrated political hit once he's sitting on the court?
Wow. All great questions. Not. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Not That Mad Cow, Rachel. I mean, they all think they're so smart. Justice Kavanaugh says fear, revenge, millions of dollars from the opposition group. In other words, they're fearing Trump. They want revenge, spending millions of dollars. And he says what goes around comes around. He's saying that karma's going to get you. You think you've destroyed me, but what you've done is you've destroyed yourself. But what does Rachel Maddow do? Oh, he came out swinging. And I love how she put this. Never has a SCOTUS nominee come out swinging like this. Yeah, never has a SCOTUS nominee gone through anything close to this. It's very simple. The closest is Justice Clarence Thomas, and he came out swinging. Then she says he named his political enemies. Who does she think he's going to name? You think he's going to name McConnell and Grassley and Mike Lee and all these other folks that helped to exonerate him? Or is he going to name the people that have done the same thing to Donald Trump that he's witnessed? It's ridiculous. This robot wants us to believe that Kavanaugh he's lost it. Part of the narrative. Part of the narrative. They got to make you think Kavanaugh is unhinged. Because if they can make you believe that, then they go back to their, and I'm using my finger quote, truths. And on the left, the truth is a lie. He's unhinged. These women hit home. They're the victims here. And so, yeah, Kavanaugh, he's upset, but not because he has a legitimate reason, but because he got caught. Because he's now being made to pay for this. No, he didn't. He got upset because he watched the witch hunt. I don't know if you've ever been through one of these where somebody accused you of something and you didn't do it. And you're going, holy cow. Let me tell you what happens. First, you're like, this isn't going to fly because I know I'm right. That's what goes through your mind. You're right. I'm right. I'm principled. I am the one who's doing the right thing. But then there comes a certain amount of momentum that comes against you. And suddenly you're going, wow, it doesn't matter that I'm right. If I can't get in front of this momentum, it's going to run me over. Then suddenly you find out that you're engulfed in it. You're in the middle of an avalanche. And you're now tumbling down the mountain. And the only thing you can ask yourself now is, am I going to end up on top, you know, with at least an arm where ski patrol can see me? Or am I going to suffocate on my own breath down beneath it? And you know what happens to most people? They suffocate in their own breath. They can't get ahead of it. They can't ski off to the side. They get engulfed. And they find themselves victims of an innocent situation, the avalanche that came on them. And that is exactly what's happening could have happened with Kavanaugh. But it didn't. He got lucky. He was able to ski off to the side. But Rachel Maddow wants you to believe that he now seeks revenge, because that's what they would be doing. They would be looking for revenge on everybody involved. And they would get their revenge too, because that's how the left works. I gotta leave it there. Talk to you guys soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.